With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. Israel's military says it launched an investigation into civilian deaths after it struck a Hamas installation and killed two senior militants over the weekend. Also on SRNnews.com, a series of powerful storms in the central and southern U.S. over the Memorial Day holiday weekend has killed at least 21 people as they left a wide trail of destroyed homes, businesses, and power outages. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear says four people have died in four different counties.
There are at least four families this morning that have suffered the loss of a loved one less than 24 hours ago that are hurting. And we ought to rally around them and do everything we can to carry them.
The destructive storms caused deaths in Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, and Kentucky. It's Memorial Day 2024, and in addition to gathering with family and friends for holiday activities, Americans are also remembering those who are serving in the military today. Military Affairs Analyst retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis says Memorial Day is a day of reflection.
We should use the opportunity to not only speak amongst ourselves about those that we know that have died in the service of their country. We can, if we don't have anyone, we can certainly visit the memorials, cemeteries.
McGinnis's comments were aired on the Salem Radio Network. A group of investors will put up $6 billion to fund development of artificial intelligence by Elon Musk's XAI. The company said the Series B funding round will be used to take XAI's first products to market and speed up research. Wall Street is closed today because of the Memorial Day holiday. This is SRN News. Sex change operations can lead to suicide.
A new study published by the National Library of Medicine reveals that people who undergo surgery in an effort to live as the opposite sex are 12 times more likely than the general population to take their own life. The sweeping survey covers more than 90 million patients over 20 years. Doctors in Europe are backing away from sex change operations now, but here in the U.S., the Biden administration continues to promote them. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Arizona doctors can temporarily come to California to perform abortions for their patients under a new law signed by Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom. The Arizona legislature recently repealed an abortion ban, but that action likely won't go into effect until late summer or fall. Newsom has vowed to make California a, quote, sanctuary for people in other states seeking abortions. This is SRN News. Another test firing by North Korea has alarmed its neighbors.
Japan and South Korea say North Korea has launched a missile into the sea hours after it announced plans to put a rocket into orbit, apparently carrying its second military reconnaissance satellite. North Korea had earlier notified Japan's Coast Guard about its plans to launch a satellite rocket during a launch window from Monday through June 3. The Japanese Prime Minister's office lifted a missile alert issued for the island of Okinawa on Monday following the North's launch, saying the missile was believed not to be headed for its region. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A record was broken ahead of the Memorial Day weekend for the number of airline travelers screened at U.S. airports. The Transportation Security Administration says more than 2.9 million travelers were screened at U.S. airports on Friday. More details at SRNnews.com.